For some families in the southern African country of Malawi, the daily struggles are over basic things, like how to provide enough food for your family. Malawi is one of the poorest countries in the world. More than half its population lives on less than a dollar a day. To see what that really means, correspondent Suzanne Marmion spent a day with a family in the village of Lafidzi.
At 4:30, the Piri family's rooster crows. There's just time for a quick visit to the pit toilet outside and to splash water from a bucket onto our faces. Then it's time to head out to the maize field, a 20-minute walk from here. The family uses a handmade hoe to turn the dirt. Malawi's soil has been overworked, so the family's relatives helped them pay nearly $15 for a bag of fertilizer to last the year. That cost breaks down to 4 cents for what they'll add today. To the father of the family, 60-year-old Faison Piri, it's an expense that's worth it. If the crops fail, they go hungry. And when they're hungry, he says, they can't work hard in the field.
That's why you've seen me now, waiting, digging, hoeing here, because I've got energy and I ate yesterday.
You didn't eat this morning, though?
No? This morning, don't eat.
No, in the morning.
In the morning, no breakfast.
Okay.
Only we ate yesterday. That's enough.
By 9 a.m., the sun is pounding on our backs, and it's time to head home. Back at the family's mud hut, with its corrugated iron roof, the Piri's 18-year-old daughter Martha shreds some pumpkin leaves. She found them growing in the wild.
We gathered the leaves together. So start cutting.
The leaves were free, but she adds salt at a cost of 2 cents. And there's maize flour for making nsima, a staple dish similar to grits. That's 45 cents. One thing the family doesn't pay for is utilities. They don't have any, electricity or running water. Instead, Martha must pump their water from a well. Today, Martha encourages me at the pump.
Hey. You have more power.
But trying to carry the water is like putting a steel bucket filled with cement on my head. Instead, Martha heaves it onto her head.
Oh, Martha!
Martha carries water this way 5 times a day. She always remembers to carefully scoop out debris, which she says helps avoid cholera. Waterborne diseases, as well as malaria and AIDS, are common here. Getting sick is an expense the family can't afford. Luckily, neighbors will help each other buy medicine in desperate times, even if it means not eating. In fact, running out of food is common in Malawi. Crops often fail when rains don't come. Martha remembers just a few months ago, the family had nothing to eat but unripe mangoes. They made the family feel sick.
Because green mangoes can make some pains in our stomachs.
Every year for the past 3 years, starving people in Malawi's dry season have resorted to eating water lily tubers and even poisonous plant roots. During the rainy season, Martha can sell a small amount of sugarcane to the neighbors. That earns the family 4 cents a day. It's not the career she envisioned when she graduated from high school. She'd like to be a news anchor, or as they're called here, news readers.
I do admire some many people, like the news leaders, especially those in TVs.
Do you have a television?
No.
No TV, and very likely no money ever to send Martha to train to be a news anchor or anything else. Martha and her mother will spend the afternoon collecting free firewood and preparing dinner. It's going to be a special one, so Martha slips out to the market. At dinner, there are fish on our plastic plates. They're very small. They look like a little pile of guppies, but the smell is driving the Piri's cat wild. The fish were 35 cents, and that broke the bank. The Piris bought the fish, especially for me, but I just couldn't bring myself to accept the extravagance when the family can rarely afford such a treat for themselves. The Piri family lives across the street from a church. As the choir starts its evening practice, it's time to tally the day's expenses. Today, the family spent $1.25, but the day's income was just 94 cents. That includes 63 cents relative send to help them out. So on this day, between them, the five members of the Peary family each lived on a quarter. It was still too much. For NPR News, I'm Suzanne Marmion in central Malawi.
To see how the Peary family spends their $1 a day, go to our website, npr.org.